In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Both in the epistle and gospel reading today, there is a reference to signs and miracles, and how the people needed or demanded to see them in order to be convinced of the preaching they heard. In the epistle from the Acts of the Apostles, we see the Apostle Philip preaching about Jesus Christ to the people of Samaria. Being filled with the power of God, Philip performs miracles, healing people from illnesses and demonic possession. The people were amazed and believed, and there was much joy in the city. The power that is in Philip is very different than the power in another man named Simon, who had gained many followers with his magic. The magic being referred to here was not simply card tricks, illusions, and pulling rabbits out of a hat. Simon was likely energized through demonic spirits and performed various dazzling effects and phenomenon through them, which amazed the spectators. However, Simon hears the preaching of Philip, sees the real miracles and healings and signs he performs, believes in Christ, and is baptized. Unfortunately, when Peter arrives in the city later, Simon offers him money to have the power to work miracles like Peter and Philip did. For this, he is admonished severely by Peter, and he repents, begging that God would forgive him. Simon didn't realize that the power in Philip and Peter could only be granted by God to those who were chosen by him and prepared through faith, humility, love, and obedience to Christ. We might wonder how the people of that time found it difficult to believe Christ and his apostles even after they had witnessed signs and miracles of the power of God. But if we really think about it, that same lack of faith, hardness of heart, skepticism, and general apathy is still within us today. The signs and miracles of God are all around us every day. Consider the beauty and complexity of the universe, of nature, and even our own bodies. Who can explain the mystery and wonders of the human brain? Is it not a miracle how the heart of a baby in the womb spontaneously begins to beat? Why does a caterpillar become a butterfly? We know how, but why? Consider the generosity and extravagance in creation. Did God really have to give us 10,000 taste buds? What about the miracle of bread and wine becoming the body and blood of Jesus Christ? What about the miracles of healing which still occur today through the prayers of the priests and the faithful and the anointing with holy oil? But even though the signs and wonders of God are all around us, there is the danger of falling into the habit of taking them for granted, forgetting them, no longer being impressed by them, and constantly seeking after something new and more interesting. There is no shortage in the world of things that can easily distract our eyes and hearts away from God. The solution is to keep a childlike wonder and awe of God, because although he is beyond our ability to comprehend, he reveals himself through his creative act in a way that is understandable to us. We are not robots that he programs to love and worship him. We are sons and daughters that are made in his image and likeness, and therefore able to recognize him, hear him, see him, and respond to him. He gives us eyes so that we can see him in beauty. He gives us a conscience so that we can discern Him in truth. He gives us blessings so that we can know His goodness. He allows us to die so we can desire His eternal life. These are the signs and wonders which are always around us and that we need to see. Let us rejoice in them and be filled with faith in our risen Lord Jesus Christ, who has prepared in the new world even greater things for those who love Him. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.